Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
How Sam Howell earned QB1 as a true freshman at Carolina. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. There are stories this week that all three quarterbacks who competed for the job in the summer of 2019 are starting in their opening games this season. Don't believe a single word of them. From the moment Howell agreed to flip his commitment from Florida State and sign with Mac Brown, the position was his to lose, not because he was Mac's prize recruit, but because he was clearly better than Cade Fortin and Jace Reuter, holdover QBs from the Laufadora era and both dogged by injuries during their time at UNC. Fortin will be the starter tonight for South Florida at NC State, which has quietly moved into the runner-up spot in the Atlantic Division preseason polls. Fortin played a little bit last year after transferring to USF, which finished a dismal 1-8. He actually had his best performance in Chapel Hill against NC State, completing 19 of 40 passes, including a 37-yard TD strike to Bo Corrales, and sneaking in for another in a 34-28 overtime loss to the Wolfpack, ending with the infamous brawl in the tar pit end zone. Fedor was fired the next morning after going 5-18 his last 2 years. But in spring practice and summer training camp, despite 2 years in the program and 4 starts the previous season, Fortin could not claim the position and probably saw Howell's name written atop the depth chart. He left and transferred to South Florida. Reuter, also a freshman in 2018, played in 1 game when he had a nifty option run before hurting his knee and missing the rest of the season. He stuck around after Howell won the job and got into 5 games in 2 years before transferring to North Texas, where ex-UNC assistant Seth Luttrell is the head coach and named him co-starter for the Mean Green, which went 4-6 last season and opened Saturday night against Northwestern State. The sheer measure of where these two QBs wound up, it is pretty clear that once Howell got a hold of Phil Longo's offense, he would be the starter his freshman year. And he proved really good. This is Archansky. See ya.